If you're questioning yourself or not feeling happy about the direction or progress in your life, it's most likely because you're trying to live someone else's dream. What's up, everyone? This is Satori Mateo with a new episode of Half-Ass to Badass. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your lead. My name is Satori Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Ass to Badass podcast. I'm always asked, Satori, why am I stuck? Why am I procrastinating? Why am I not making the money I want? Why am I still overweight? Why do I keep struggling getting things done? Listen, if you feel like you're drifting, like you lost your way, that maybe life is living you and you're not in command of your life, don't feel like you're dominating your life, but life is dominating you, then today's episode will be extra important. This is part two of our Influence Trilogy. If you haven't listened to part one, make sure you go back and listen to it. I know you'll enjoy it. Now, there are many levels of influence, but for the sake of this conversation, when I say influence, I'm talking about our ability to influence the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of ourselves and others. What we're going to talk about today is a systematic way of taking control of how you think, feel, and behave so you can achieve what really matters to you. And this puts you in charge of your dreams, it puts you in charge of your goals, so you can dominate your life and not be dominated by it. Now, before I go there, let's get a quick understanding of the current map that we're trying to navigate our life through, and what's the current problem we're facing. We all have experiences of disappointment, right? Of goals and dreams that have not been met. We have aspirations and ambitions we never accomplished, even when we thought we gave it a fair push, or what might feel like we gave it our all. I mean, I hear it all the time. You don't understand, Satori. I gave it my all. I did my best, and it still didn't happen. I have tried everything. Well, most of the time, it was not even your fault. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But before I do, I want to explain something we often forget to think about. We all live in a world that is moving so rapidly, yet it may feel like you're standing still, like you're not moving toward what you want fast enough, right? We live in a world where so many of us are overwhelmed, overworked, we're spread thin. And we have millions of plates spinning at all times, trying to make everything important. As a result, nothing becomes important. Nothing gets the necessary focus and attention. Therefore, we get half-assed results, right? If we're being honest, brutally honest, which I of course recommend, we can see where we're half-assing things, right? I don't know about you, if you see this, but I can see it all around. People giving half-ass attention to things, not being present. Right? That's exhausting. And most people are exhausted. They're being half-ass parents, doing a lot, trying to be perfect to the outside world, but they're not present. They quickly lose their temper. They're feeding their kids crap food because it's more convenient. Right? In their intimate relationships, they rarely stop to see each other, to touch, to have meaningful conversations. You know what I mean? Outside of their daily to-dos and coordinating schedules. Are you with me? They're not connected to their dreams or aspirations. And at the end of the night, they're stuck in front of Netflix to zone out. And once in a while, they rub against each other for some variety, okay? Same thing happens at work, right? People do a half-assed job at work, right? They're bored, they're disengaged, they're distracted, trying to get away with the least possible. And listen, I get it, believe me. Like I said a minute ago, it's not even your fault. But it's time to take ownership for it so we can make a real shift. Even if you didn't make the mess, if you want to take command of your business, of your life, you have to own the responsibility to clean up the mess, which leads us to an even greater problem that most people don't even know they have. And it's causing a lot of pain for business owners, for leaders, for individuals, and it's causing problems for moms and dads in how to raise their children. And that is, we've been indoctrinated and trained to adopt others' values rather than our own, trying to pursue others' dreams, not our own, believing that those are the right dreams, the right values. It's kind of like a good girl, good boy syndrome dominating our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So we so much want to please others, we're tiptoeing and not wanting to disappoint, which is why so many of us walk around unfulfilled, dissatisfied, and feeling empty. We've been chasing a social conditioning, a fantasy, and you can see it on social media all the time, right? Can't you? Oh, wow, look at the body. I want a body like that. Oh, look at that beautiful home. I want to live like that, right? Right? Or vacation, right? Oh, look at the beautiful vacation. Oh, I wish I could take a vacation like that. A few years ago, a client calls me on the phone and we start having a conversation about her direction and what she really believes is most important to her. And I ask her, what do you want? Okay, so for my business, I want to have a fully automated business that brings me a crap ton of money every year, and I want to work with super high-end clients. Okay, could you define a crap ton for me? Well, I want to make $1 million a year. Okay, well, that's roughly about $83,000 a month, a little bit more, to get to a million. That's before taxes. Wow, okay. See, that's just... Well, now I'm just like, I interrupt her. I said to her, because your brain goes like, that's not achievable for me, right? And she goes, yeah. And I think, holy shit, that amount of work? I mean, the amount of work that I need to do to get to $83,000 a month when I'm slogging my guts out trying to make $10,000 right now, right? It just doesn't seem worth it almost. And I realized that there's obviously a smarter way, and you know, there's some kind of gap here between what the work that I have to do to get to $83,000 versus $10,000 a month, right? Now, the first thing to look at here is she says she wants something, but hasn't even identified what it actually takes to get there. It's just an idea in her head. Is this making sense? Right? This is the difference between the fancy and really knowing what you want. You have the thing you want, right? But you're not even clear what's required to get there, what the effort is to get there. And so I asked her, well, tell me first, why do you want that? Why do you want a $1 million business? Well, because I want to have the kind of lifestyle and business where I'm traveling around the world and inspiring people. And I want to hold big VIP retreats and exotic destinations. So why do you want that? Let's go deeper. She goes, well, because honestly, when I write that down, I feel like that's just my faith. That's just who I am, what's going to happen for me. That's how I feel about it. And we kept going several layers deeper. Listen, we can't just go on feelings. We need a plan. We need daily rituals and we need habits. You see, whatever we want, we can't be apologetic about it. We got to claim the space, put your feet into the ground and own it and feel all the way through your body. Like, no apologies, decide who you need to become in order to own that future. My question here really is to you, what are the daily habits you need to put in place? Maybe the one daily habit is to make sure you own the right thinking. Right? So you can make all other actions be natural for you. So to me, it's like you got to be like an unapologetic puma or lion or tiger, right? They don't go, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gazelle. I want to eat you. Is that okay with you? Right? It doesn't happen like that, right? Most people lack clarity and understanding. They underestimate the time, the money, the energy, and the effort needed. Right? Most people try to get away with doing the minimum and putting in the least amount of effort possible. It's not that what you want is impossible. It's not that you can't achieve it, but you're underestimating the actual effort. And so that's why you got to think, what do I really want? Why do I want it? And who do I need to become to make what I want real? Right? We got to create urgency for yourself. You got to make it matter. No apologies and no holding back. This is making sense, right? So why does this matter? Why am I saying this? Because if we don't start by identifying who we are, what we want, truly want, not based on fantasy or what we believe will give us more respect or appreciation, love or significance from other people, we'll be chasing the wrong targets. If we want to achieve the goals and dreams that truly matter, to create a meaningful life and be in command of our lives, of our businesses, of our health, of our family, and not be seduced by the opinions of others, we must understand the truth. Are you getting this? Are you getting the importance of this? Listen, I remember when I started coaching tennis pros. And it's a really focused sport, right? Apart from strategy and skill, it's very psychologically driven. Meaning, if you don't take command of your thinking as a pro, it's going to be tough. I thought, this seems like fun. I want to play too, you know? And I also thought it would give me an edge when I coach my clients, right? It gives me to be able to go into their world. So I Googled pro tennis store in our area, and I found one in Westlake, California. I'm like, you know, family, get in the car. We're going to play tennis together. I went to a pro store looking for rackets, right? Tennis rackets. And the guy working the store, really cool guy from Australia, he asked me about what kind of strings I wanted, right? You know, I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you know, stringing the racket. You got to string the racket. Like you choose a racket, right? And then you got to string it. And of course, I wanted the best. And he made sure we all got the right size, right? You know, my kid's size and my size. I got a racket that cost me $250, right? That's, you know, pretty, you know, big price for a racket. I don't know. I think so. And it was a Roger Federer model, right? The guy, if you don't know who Roger Federer is like one of the, you know, most, the best in the world throughout time. And I mean, he even included two cans of balls for me, right? Because, you know, he really thought that, you know, this is going to be fun to see what's going to happen, right? Now, I asked him, you know, do you know any pro coaches? You know, do you know any coaches that I can train with? And he used to play pro himself. He said, you know, well, you know, I coach myself, but I'm very busy, you know. And he was coaching a lot of top athletes. One of them was the Wayne Gretzky's, you know, if you don't know Wayne Gretzky, one of the, you know, the hockey legends, right? And his family. But he would hook me up with someone really great. And so we jump in the car and head home, back home, right? And we're going to play tennis. And I take the family to the tennis court where we live. And we played for about 30 minutes, right? You know, it was kind of, my kids had minimized, focused on that area. But we played for 30 minutes and we had fun. We connected. We had a good time together. This happened about two more times. Now I have a $250 tennis racket standing in the corner in my bedroom, right? The reality is I don't practice. I don't have a tennis coach. I don't watch tennis. I don't read about it, right? I coach it, you know, coach the mindset. I was more in love with the idea of tennis than the actual activity of learning. You see, nobody has to remind me or push me or try to motivate me to read or study or teach personal growth or business growth, right? Things that helps you elevate your performance or get you an edge in life. Like, I love that kind of stuff, right? Think about it. What are the things you love to do? What are the things you would do or feel inspired to spend your time on, even if you didn't get paid or receive recognition for it? Think about it, right? What are the things that you love to do? Nobody has to remind you, right? Nobody has to push you to do it. You see, that's how you start identifying your real values, not the fake ones that you've been told you should value. Is that making sense? Right? All the things that you say, I should do this, I ought to do that, I really must do this. Usually those are the kind of things that never happen. Why? They're not part of your values. And this is why so many people are unfulfilled and they need that external motivation to do things, right? You can take this principle into any area of life. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, some people love to work out. They don't need anyone to push them. Right? They feel inspired from within and they keep making progress in that area. Others hate it, right? They don't want to work out. No matter how much you nag them, how much you try to push them, or you try to pump them up, right? They don't like it. So when you learn to appreciate and honor others' values, they can become truly complementary and add to your life instead of thinking you have to change them to fit into your agenda. Same thing if you want to influence yourself or someone to enjoy certain activities so they can be more productive in business, right? I have a client who was going for a new certification for his business. He really wanted to outperform his competition so he could own a bigger market share. There was a problem though. He was terrified to take the test because he had the belief that he wasn't book smart. Not only that, he would get so distracted and overwhelmed that he just wouldn't do it. Now, once I understood his values, once I connected his values to the actual activities of studying, so he could see the benefits of how the activities were going to fulfill not only his certification, but to help him and lead him to achieve his values. The moment we accomplished that, the moment we could see how he was going to make millions of dollars, how he was going to be able to support his team, to be happier, to help them be more efficient, and how he was going to be able to serve his clients deeper, while also out-earning his competition, he was all in, right? We time-blocked his study, right? Make sure that he would make this the most important activity first thing in the morning when he had the most energy. And this became a habit that he could enjoy doing. So when you connect activities to your values, they become meaningful. Activities without purpose, without connection to what matters to you, becomes painful. This is why people abandon their goals and feel like failures by the time mid-February comes around, right? They have not followed through on their New Year's resolutions. Here's the thing. It wasn't real to begin with. It was not connected to their values. It was a fantasy. But Satori, you don't understand. I really want to lose 20 pounds. But Satori, you don't understand. I really want to make $100,000, to make $1 million. I really want to make $10 million. No. You were more in love with the idea, the fantasy of that target than the actual activity and the work required to get it. Is this making sense? You see, when you're aligned with your values, you take steps towards it. You don't need reminding. You don't need someone to push you. You don't need someone to try to motivate you. The other day, my wife, Emily, and our boys were walking in the mall. And they walked by an art store where kids can take an art class while parents are shopping, right? Well, the concept, right? And Milo, our oldest, he loves to paint. Right? He does it every day at home. So Emily asked him, you know, if he wanted to take a class. His first response was, nope, I don't want to do that, right? No, I don't want that. And most parents, like, they say things to convince their kids, right? Like, you know, but you like to paint. Why don't you try it? Anyway, and she didn't do that. She started talking to the person running the store just to find out how it worked. And Milo was walking around the store and he saw a picture of Foxy on the wall, which is this character from the Five Nights at Freddy's series. This did not exist when I was a kid, so I didn't know anything about this until recently. But all of a sudden, he lights up like a Christmas tree and wants to do the art class, right? And he loves painting, right? But he doesn't want to paint anything. Nobody has to force him to do it. But he wants to paint something that is aligned with his values. So the moment he saw the paintings on the wall of the things he already values, right, that's already aligned with his values, he couldn't wait to do it, right? No twisting his arm, right? No begging, no pleading. He completely felt inspired from within because it was aligned with his values. This is the best way to influence anybody. Influence with what already influences the person. And when you do this, when you understand the values of yourself and others, it becomes easy, okay? Here's the thing. Values are what you've learned to make important. Usually born out of your voids. Not always. Here's what I mean by that. Your values are the things that influence you because you believe or perceive them to be missing in your life. Because they're important to you, you work hard to fulfill on those voids. Is this making sense? Right? If you don't have a relationship, what do? You want to find a relationship, right? If you don't have enough clients, if you don't have enough money, what do? You work to get more clients and make more money, right? Is that making sense? People always ask me, so how do I know what my values are? How do I find the right ones? Well, there are several ways to do this, but to give you something you can do right away, I'm going to give you three questions you can start with, okay? Oh, before I give you the questions and send you on your way to find your answers, I want to clarify something important. We're not looking for social ideals here. I'm not interested in social conditioning. I want you to be truthful with yourself. Now, here's the good news. Your life is already demonstrating what really is important and what matters to you. The cues are already there. So we're not looking for fantasies here. We're looking for what your life is actually showing you to be true already. I'll give you a quick final example. A client came to me because he wanted to build and grow a business. Now, whatever I asked him to do, he really wouldn't execute on it, right? Whatever he did execute on, like, it was not turning him on. I could feel it. I mean, he was not juiced about it. And so after several weeks of this, I thought, I have to bring this up, you know, or he won't make any progress. And you know, I take pride in the work that I do, so I like, you know, I get to figure this out. Now, once I brought it up to him and we spoke about it, he felt so relieved. He was like, oh, I really wanted to build a completely different business and serve a different audience. And so he has started this one business because he wanted to stay connected to his wife. And he thought, if I do what I really want, she'll maybe be upset with me. And he wasn't really fully aware of this, you know, until we spoke about it. But once he started to understand what he loved, then he became alive. It was like a different man, right? And I want the same for you. Get clear on your values. This is how you influence yourself naturally. This is how you influence your family, your team, and your clients to get the best results. Here are three simple questions to get started. Number one, how do you fill your environment? What I mean is, what three things do you fill your space with most? So if you look in my environment, right, it's books, right? Books on personal growth, books on human performance and business, neuroscience, anything that will make me and my clients better, right? You also find electronics, like my phone and computer, so I can do my work. And of course, my family, right? These are all the things that are close to me. Number two, question you want to identify is, what dominates your thoughts? Like, which three things do you think about most? And I'm not talking about negative self-talk here, but what are the things that you really love thinking about most? For me, it's how I can share my message with more people, right? How I can grow my business. It's about how I can be better, how I can master my skills and my mind so I can have a deeper impact, how I can be healthier, right? How I can have a deeper, more meaningful relationship. Right? These are the kind of things that I think about. Number three, what do you most often talk to others about? And I love this question because it reveals so much about our values. You see, when I'm in a group of people and they talk about things I don't like, I shut down. I get kind of quiet. I don't say so much. Some could look at those moments and they may call me an introvert. And it's not really accurate, because if you talk about things I love, I can talk for hours and you can't get me to shut up, okay? I want you to notice where you lean in. I want you to notice the conversations where you get bored. And I also want you to notice maybe where you even interrupt with your topic of choice because you're so engaged and you're so excited about it that you can't stop yourself. Is that making sense, okay? Have fun with this. This is Arturo Mateo with Half-Assed to Badass signing off. Hope you enjoyed this episode and see you in the next one, the third one in this trilogy where you'll get clear on how to set targets that align with your values so you can get yourself and your team to be more confident, more efficient, and get more done. And also to be able to be fulfilled without pushing, without getting overwhelmed, and without burnout. Talk soon. Boom! How'd you like that? Want more wealth building secrets? Go get a copy of my book. It's called Unshakable Wealth. And you can get a copy at satorigift.com. Inside this book, you'll find my top secrets on how to dominate your life and business without apologies. How to own your worth, how to get highly paid, and change the world with your message. These are the secrets I've used with Olympic athletes, world-class CEOs, and leaders just like you. Again, that's satorigift.com.